الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. صدق الله العظيم. Brother, I have to thank you to give me this opportunity to come here to pray together, and inshallah we'll pray very soon in Jerusalem, the fairest shrine of the Islam. I will speak with my poor language in English, but I will try to do my best. My brothers, after the signing of the agreement, and we have to understand that after the Gulf War, the main conspiracy is to demolish completely the Palestinian issue from the agenda of the international new order. This is where the main conspiracy, and it was not easy because our people, as you know, had paid the price of this Gulf War. As you know, our community in Kuwait, which was the biggest and richest community in Kuwait, had been kicked out from Kuwait. Not only that, after that, we had been faced by this initiative declared by President Bush for Madrid Conference. And it wasn't easy how we had accepted to go to Madrid Conference. In spite of the very bad conditions, we had accepted to go to Madrid Conference. Why? Not to give them the reason and the excuse to exclude the cause of Jerusalem, the cause of Palestine. This has to be understood. And now, after this agreement, which is the first step and not more than that, believe me, there are a lot to be done. The jihad will continue. And Jerusalem is not for the Palestinian people. It is for all the Muslim Ummah. All the Muslim Ummah. You are responsible for Palestine and for Jerusalem before me. ونجيناه ولوطا إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها للعالمين. He is addressing this ayah to Abraham. ونجيناه ولوطا to the land which had been blessed for the whole world. Now, after this agreement, you have to understand our main battle is not to get how much we can achieve from them here or there. Our main battle is Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the first shrine of the Muslims. This is, has to be understood for everybody. And for this, I was insisting before signing to have a letter from them, from the Israeli, that Jerusalem is one of the items which has to be under discussion, and not the state, the permanent state of Israel. No, it is the permanent state of Palestine. Yes, it is the permanent state of Palestine. And in this letter, it is very important for everybody to know, I insist to mention, and they had written to, and I have this letter, I didn't publish it till now. In this letter, we are responsible for all the Christian and the Muslim and the Islamic holy sacred places. And I had insisted to mention the Christian holy sacred place before the Islamic holy sacred place, because I have to be faithful to the agreement between Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, Khalifa Umar, and the patriarch Sophronius. You remember this agreement between the Khalifa Umar and the patriarch Sophronius? For this I was insisting to mention in this letter the Christian holy places beside the Islamic holy places, which is, and here we are. I can't, and I have to speak frankly, I can't do it alone. Without the support of the Islamic Ummah, I can't do it alone. And not to say it like the Jews, اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا, go and your God to fight alone. No, you have to come and to fight and to start the jihad to liberate Jerusalem, your first shrine. And this is very important. And for this, in the agreement, I insist with my colleagues, with my brothers, to mention that not exceeding the beginning of the third year, and after, directly after the signing of Cairo Agreement, to start discussion the future of Jerusalem. The future of Jerusalem. And you saw me in TV while I was hesitating. When I was, you know, you remember?
Yes.
This thing? You remember the picture?
Yes.
Because I was insisting to mention Jerusalem. And I said, okay, I don't want only from Rabin this promise. No. I want this promise from the co-sponsors, Christopher and Kuzrayev, and as a witness, President Mubarak. And this had been done, which is very important for everybody to know. Now, here we are. There is, and everybody has to understand that, there is a continuous conspiracy against Jerusalem. During the next 2 years, which had been mentioned, not exceeding the beginning of the third year, they will try to demolish and to change the demographic of Jerusalem. It is very important. Unless we have to be very cautious and to put it in our priorities, and nothing worse to be priority than Jerusalem. To put it in our first priority, not only as Palestinians, not only as Arabs, but as Muslims and as Christians too. I had mentioned this to the Pope and to the Patriarch of Istanbul and the Archbishop of Canterbury. Because I told them that if you want to make your holy sepulchre, holy sacred Christian places, okay, carry on with the Israelis, with the Jews. We are not against the Jews. We have to remember what has been mentioned in our Quran, وَمِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ. That among the nation of Musa, there is a nation or a part of the nation which they believe in just, and by just they control. And for your information, there are two Jewish sects in Palestine, in Samaria, in Nablus, and Naturai Karta in Jerusalem. They are refusing to recognize the state of Israel, and they are considering themselves as Palestinians. I am saying this to give the proof that what they are saying, that it is their capital, no, it is not their capital. It is our capital. It is your capital. It is the first shrine of the Islam and of the Muslims. But we are in need of your support everywhere. And this is a message from the people of Palestine, from our populations in Jerusalem, calling for you, for everybody here, not only here, everywhere. And I'm sure sooner or later we will pray in Jerusalem together. This agreement, I'm not considering it more than the agreement which had been signed between our Prophet Muhammad and Quraysh. And you remember, Khalifa Umar had refused this agreement and considering it Sulh al-Daniya. In English, I don't know what this means, Sulh al-Daniya. But I think it is the agreement of the very low class. Something like that, I think so, yes? Sulh al-Daniya. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had accepted it. And we are accepting now this peace accord. But to continue our way to Jerusalem, to the first shrine, together and not alone. And we have to say clearly and obviously that there is a very, very, very difficult circumstances. I'll give you one example. Do you remember after the massacre took place in the Haram of Hebron? You remember? 22 days the Security Council was hesitating to accept the resolution to condemn this massacre. You remember? 22 days. You know what? For one word, I was insisting to put in this resolution throughout the occupied Palestinian land, territories, including Jerusalem. They were trying to bargain with me to cancel Jerusalem. I refused, and I got it. And you remember? Allahu Akbar. Again, I have to thank you. I have to thank you from my heart. From my heart. And I am telling you, frankly, from brother to brother, we are in need of you. We are in need of you. As Muslims, as Mujahideen. And in this occasion, I have to tell my old friend, my old brother, Nelson Mandela, to thank him for giving me this invitation to come to visit South Africa for the first time. It is a part of your struggle. A part of your struggle. I am here. And I am telling again by your names, by the names of the Islamic Ummah, that we will be beside him, and we are sure that he will continue to be beside us. Again, I have to say, إِنَّا لَنُصُرُ رُسُلُنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادُ. صدق الله العظيم. ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين ونمكن لهم في الأرض. إن شاء الله سنمكن لنا في الأرض. إن شاء الله يا أخوان. الآية إن الله لا يخلف وعده. وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة. They will enter the mosque as they have entered it before. وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة. وليكبروا ما علوا تكبيرا. صدق الله العظيم. إن الله لا يخلف وعده. إن الله لا يخلف وعده. ومعا وسويا وجنبا إلى جنب حتى النصر، حتى القدس، حتى القدس، حتى القدس. وشكراً.